this coalition that has formed in Thuringia, which is enabling Herr Ramelow to be the state premier. It's an unusual coalition of far left and green, and it's sort of positioned Die Linke in a very powerful place. To what degree could that be a threat to Angela Merkel or generally upset the way that German politics is done?
The most obvious way would be that it weakens the SPD, which, of course, Angela Merkel is in a coalition with in the Bund and on the German and highest level. And already there have been in the front, in the uprun for this coalition talks, there had been a lot of debate in Germany whether that would be possible in Germany to have this red-red-green coalition. And it was not only the president of Germany, it was also Angela Merkel, who said actually she found it a bit problematic that someone from the former and ruling GDR party could become first minister. On the tactical level, on the power play level, well, we will have to see how it plays out. For the SPD, it certainly, it weakens them. They are the junior partner. They will have to give in. Within the SPD, the left actually becomes more powerful because the SPD is in a difficult position. They are in polls. They are below 30% at the moment. And there's a kind of danger that the CDU will be the biggest, by far the biggest, strongest party, and any other party, including the SPD, will be just a future junior partner. And I'm not entirely sure that Angela Merkel feels that is a comfortable place to be in, because it, of course, exposes her also to far more criticism.